could you tell a little about yourself?
Abhay Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, March 21st, 2021. I'm Atefa Erfani hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And here I, on behalf of IRIB English Radio, congratulate our dear listeners on the occasion of Nowruz and Iranian New Calendar Year 1400. Congratulations! Today we in Iran are celebrating Nowruz and the first day of the month of Farvardin, 1400 of the Iranian calendar year. As we in Iran are celebrating Nowruz, some of our dear listeners around the world are also celebrating Nowruz, including in Kyrgyzstan, Iraq, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Georgia, India, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, and some other countries. Nowruz, Iran's New Year celebrations, is a major festivity and an important part of the rich, flourishing culture of the Iranian people. Once again, Nowruz declares the end of winter and heralds the arrival of spring to the inhabitants of this ancient land, the land of Iran. Nowruz represents renewal of close ties between man and nature. Happy Nowruz and the beginning of spring to everyone. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, dear listeners, are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from us in IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. However, my dear colleagues in IRIB English Radio are preparing and designing eQSL cards for you. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Ashraf Ashik from India, Giovanni Seri from Italy, and Sabir Jout from Algeria. Ashraf Ashik, Giovanni Seri, and Sabir Jout, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which most of them focuses on Nowruz celebrations, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails and letters, including an email from Olmar Kovic from Sweden. We have an email from Lu Dacheng from China. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh has sent us an email. Chris Malbo from Canada has also sent us an email. And Harald Seuss from Austria has kindly sent us an email. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. Welcome back. First of all, we have an email from Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, one of our regular listeners, says, Nowruz, the arrival of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, is one of the oldest and most cherished festivals, having been celebrated for at least 3,000 years. The Farsi word Nowruz means new day. Nowruz is one of the oldest festivals in the world. This popular culture and festival is celebrated not only in Iran, but also in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, the Republic of Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, and Iraq. The festival is more or less celebrated in Georgia, Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh, and many other parts of the world as well. There is a special similarity between the Iranian New Year Nowruz and the Bengali New Year. Spring arrives in Iran and Bangladesh at close intervals. Nowruz is a week of joy and excitement in Iran. In Bangladesh too, fairs are held in the villages on the occasion of Boishak for a month. I listen very carefully to the special programs on the occasion of Nowruz on IRIB English Radio, and I will definitely enjoy it. I would like to extend my best wishes to the all presenters of IRIB English Radio, the Iranian public, and all listeners from all over the world. Happy Nowruz to all! Happy Nowruz to everyone. I wish you all good health. Salam and greetings to Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh and all people in your country, Bangladesh. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, one of our regular listeners, I was amazed by the information you had about Nowruz celebration in Iran and your country. Of course, it was great. It was such a great email. Many thanks for writing us this email. And many thanks for sharing your information about Nowruz to our dear listeners and to us in IRIB English Radio. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh, wish you all the best. And we wish you all the best during Nowruz occasion in your country, Bangladesh. And we wish you all the best, and we wish you a very healthy, safe, and prosperous year during this occasion and all the year. Many thanks for writing this email to us, Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh. Write to us soon. Stay safe and healthy. Also from Canada, we have an email from Chris Malbouf. Chris Malbouf, one of our regular listeners, says, Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, greetings to all on the occasion of Nowruz and the beginning of the Iranian New Year. May you have good health and joy in the upcoming year. First of all, salam and greetings to you, Chris Malbouf from Canada, one of our regular listeners. Chris Malbouf, many thanks for your congratulation message on Nowruz and the beginning of Iranian New Year. Have a good time. We wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy. And for sure, keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other congratulation messages from around the world. Stay with us, please. Welcome back from Sweden. We have an email from Olmar Kovic. Olmar says, first of all, I want to send you my thanks for the letter with verification card showing the mausoleum of Sheikh Safiuddin in Ardabil and the postcard with the interior of St. Mary's Church in Tehran received here a few days ago. I'm very happy to have this excellent reply from you and I have published it on Facebook with much attention from followers. I found the story on the web about this Armenian church and the fact that Iran has given shelter to Armenian refugees during a long time. I also found that the mausoleum and the church are both classed as World Heritage. I take the opportunity to wish you a happy Nowruz. Let us hope this spring will offer us some hope in the battle against the COVID-19 virus, which is making everyone's life difficult. With kind regards from Sweden. Greetings to you, Olmar Kovic from Sweden, one of our regular listeners, and many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. So, you've received a verification card from us showing, as you said, the mausoleum of Sheikh Safiuddin in Ardabil and a postcard with the interior of St. Mary's Church in Tehran. Yes, we have Christian minorities in our country, so we have churches in different parts of our country. That's great. You've enjoyed the souvenirs and you know the Iranian history very well, as you know how we celebrate Nowruz, and Nowruz is celebrated in different parts of the world. Also, many thanks for your congratulation message. We wish you all the best. And you said that different countries celebrate Nowruz. So happy Nowruz and Iranian new calendar year 1400 to all our listeners around the world, especially you, Olmar Kovic from Sweden. Wish you peace, love, joy, and good tidings. Write to us soon, Olmar Kovic from Sweden, and tell us your views about our programs. And from China, we have an email from Lu Dacheng from China. Lu Dacheng from China says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, hello. I'm very happy to know that we are approaching Nowruz holidays in Iran and many other countries. I think it is the same as a spring festival in China, which is the biggest festival in my country. I know about Nowruz on the articles about Iran in Chinese and the programs of IRIB English Radio. I wish Iranian people and all the listeners who celebrate this occasion a happy Nowruz. Stay safe and strong. Salam and greetings to you, Lu Dacheng from China. And accept our warm thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. I think this email belongs to days before Nowruz. Because our dear listener Lu Dacheng says we are approaching Nowruz holidays in Iran, but these days in Iran, at the time I'm reading this email, we are celebrating Nowruz in Iran. Anyway, many thanks for writing this congratulation message to us in IRIB English Radio, Lu Dacheng from China. You mentioned that you in China also celebrate a festival like Nowruz in your country. and that is at the time of spring. I think, yes, we in Iran, like China, celebrate festivals and festivities related to spring, but I think the rituals and traditions are much different. For example, we have spread haft sin cloth in our country, but that is much different from what you celebrate in your country. As you said, you have a festival in the time of spring. Yes, both they are celebrated at the time of spring, but the rituals and traditions are much different. And we are very happy that you enjoy our programs about Nowruz. And as you said, you know about Nowruz in our programs in IRIB English Radio. We're so happy that you're enjoying them. We wish you, Lu Dacheng from China, and your fellow countrymen a very happy festival in your country. As you said, it's in the time of spring, and wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy, and write to us soon in the future. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Harald Seuss from Austria. Harald Seuss is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hi, dear staff of IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for your kind email. Some more than 3,000 years, the ancient festival of Nowruz has been celebrated. It is, in some respects, similar to our New Year festival. We celebrate the New Year coming in our country and the whole Europe in winter time. We all make a special food for this day, meet family members, and wish together all the best, prosperity, and health. If the time and health situation will get better, it would be of great interest to participate in your Nowruz festival once. I wish you a happy new year. I am a listener of IRIB since 1975. I am interested in different cultures and geography of foreign countries, and I am lucky to have visited some of them. Unfortunately, I have not yet been able to visit Iran, but I hope that I will have the chance to do so. I wish all the best for the future and a successful radio broadcasting in the world and within your country. Salam and greetings to you, Harald Seuss from Austria, one of our regular listeners. And, you know, many thanks for this incredible email. Honestly, I am astounded by the information you had about Nowruz and about Iran. It was great. Incredible. Many thanks. As you said, maybe the time and maybe, as you know, the kind of traditions we do in Nowruz and in your country, in some cases, be similar. For example, regarding the fact that we visit family members, you know, wishing together the best prosperity and health, and making a special food. In some cases, yes, but you celebrate your festival in the winter time. We celebrate it during spring. That's great. And we are honored to have you as our regular and old listener. As you said, you have been listening to IRIB English Radio since 1975. That's many years. And it's an honor. It's a pleasure to have you with us as a listener. And we also hope that you visit Iran very soon in the future, maybe after the coronavirus is controlled around the world. Wish you all the best, Harald Seuss from Austria. Many thanks for writing this great email. And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Keep in touch and have a good time. Wishing you all the best, we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with Listeners Special and have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.